Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week we have been talking about a reality in marriage, and that is spousal abuse. Domestic violence is sadly commonplace all around the world, wherever you find marriages. And I will tell you what makes it worse. Restrictions set in place because of the coronavirus that force people to stay in their homes. Now the abused are forced to live with their abusers. This is a lethal trap, and I am personally very concerned for the safety and well-being of you if you are the victim of such abuse. If you are the abuser, I am concerned for you that you'll continue to harm your wife or husband and your children, your pets, others, because you continue to justify your verbal, mental, emotional, and physical assault on the people you live with. I want to again urge you to submit yourself to the care of competent professionals who will help you to deal with your anger and rage in healthy ways. Please, this day and night, give your family a break. I know you cannot do this in your own willpower, but I am asking you to seek the help you require to change your ways. Now that you can do. Come to Christ, seek His forgiveness for you, and manifest a genuine brokenness for the way you have treated others by stopping the abuse. Receive the power of God for a transformed life. Seek God and watch how He can change you. This is abuse, to treat another person with cruelty, especially regularly and repeatedly. In the context of marriage, abuse is to treat one's spouse with cruelty regularly and repeatedly. And last time we talked about action an abused spouse can take. That was to immediately separate from the person who is abusing you. Are not your personal safety and well-being, and certainly that of your kids at any age, worth the separation? God has built us to react to danger by fleeing it. It is important to me that I demonstrate this to you from the Scripture, because without the support of the authority of God, what business do I have advising you to do this? We always want to find justification for all of our actions in the Word of God, and here it is. First, when in danger, Jesus separated Himself from the danger. Second, when in danger, the Apostle Paul separated himself from the danger. And last time we had two examples in the life of Jesus and one example in the life of Paul. I want to begin today by picking up on something in the Acts passage related to Paul's escape from life-threatening danger that is practically helpful. So let me get that text back on our minds. Listen as I read the book of Acts chapter 9, verses 23 to 25. Beginning at verse 23 of Acts 9, we read, "When many days had elapsed, the Jews plotted together to do away with him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were also watching the gates day and night so that they might put him to death. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket." Now Saul is Paul, same man, and notice that when faced with immediate danger, Paul separated himself from the danger with the help of his disciples. Did you notice that the disciples, his friends, lowered him down through the wall in a large basket? Here is the application. If your abusive spouse has you trapped, cornered inside a room in your apartment or house, is there a window? Is there a door you can use? Do you have a phone with you, and can you call a friend or the police? Then do it. However you can separate from immediate danger, I urge you to do so. I know of a woman who was so afraid of her husband that she always had access to a phone. And because she and her husband slept in separate bedrooms, she made it so her bookcases could be hauled across the floor to the door and propped up underneath the door handle, jamming it, so that if he tried to bust down her door in the night and harm her, she would have time to call a friend or the police. That is how horrific living in the atmosphere of domestic violence is. You are a prisoner in your own home, and the jailer has no mercy. The state is not looking over his or her shoulder, holding them accountable to treat the prisoner fairly. You cower in fear, not knowing what will happen. In my opinion, the very first action an abused spouse needs to take is to separate from their husband or wife. I find justification for this in the Bible. You have to prioritize your safety. And let me direct your attention to one other scripture where I think we find justification for separation in an abusive marriage. This is actually a text we looked at with our last question on abandonment in a marriage, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You may remember that we read this text at that time. The context is a marriage in which a Christian is married to someone who is not a Christian, and the unbeliever wants out of the marriage. Our example was Chris and Sarah said, "I'm leaving." She pressed for divorce. In that context, the apostle says the following. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 15. 1 Corinthians 7:15 says, "Yet if the unbelieving one leaves, let him leave. The brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace." As we emphasized when we looked at this verse recently, a believer should let an unbelieving spouse go, should agree to divorce, when the unbeliever no longer wants to be married. That is definitely the meaning of this verse. However, I find something here also applicable as justification for separation when one spouse is abusing the other. Paul writes, "But God has called us to peace." Peace. If you have your Bible open, circle the word in 1 Corinthians 7:15, peace. God has called us to peace. As you know, if you live in a home where there is domestic violence, there is no peace. There is absolutely no peace. Every waking and even sleeping moment is wrecked by the distress of the never-ceasing conflict. When the Apostle Paul says, in the context of marriage, that it is God's desire for us to live in peace, why would God insist on a spouse suffering under violence to stay in that? I want to say home, but it's more like to stay in that war zone. I do not think God does. I do not think God demands the abused spouse and kids to stay. I think God's will is separation, so that you can experience some measure of peace. God desires you to live in peace. As this same Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans chapter 12 and verse 18, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men." And in this context, men means all people. Well, it depends on you to be at peace with your spouse, and in the case of abuse, means exiting the environment in which staying only draws out more conflict. And before some of you get upset with me and start accusing me of opening a door to divorce that the Bible does not open, please hear me clearly. I said separation. I said separate from the abuser. I did not say divorce. We're going to talk about divorce in the case of abusive marriages next week. What I am doing today is building my case biblically, that the first thing a spouse who is being abused needs to do is to separate, to flee the immediate danger of domestic violence. Separate ASAP. It is God's will that marriage be a relationship of peace, not war. God is not asking you to live in the hostility of a home rocked by the violence of verbal, physical, emotional, and mental psychological abuse. He's just not asking you to do that. Nor do I think it is wise to keep children in such an environment. I cannot tell you how many times I have spoken to wives clearly being abused by their husbands, and when I urge separation, they say, "I would if it were not for the children." These women honestly believe it is better for the kids not to be separated from their father. And I am asking, even though their dad is expressing an uncontrolled temper and rage, even though dad is threatening your life, even though the children are clearly scared and racked with anxiety, do you really believe it is in the best interest of the children for you to not separate, at least for some period of time? But I must say, rarely have I been successful in getting the wives and mothers to separate. Most often they stay and their husbands continue to get away with their behavior. I find this so frustrating and discouraging. And then later we end up counseling the adult children of such homes because they are forever damaged by what they have had to witness, by what they have been exposed to in the home. All right, this is my case so far for separation. And biblically I say this, when in danger, Jesus separated himself from the danger. When in danger, the Apostle Paul separated himself from the danger. I gave you several verses, and then today I have drawn your attention to 1 Corinthians 7:15 and the will of God for you to live in peace. Tomorrow is New Year's Day, but we'll continue this. Where there is domestic violence tonight and tomorrow, there is no joy. So let's remain practical, even on the holiday. Join me tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.